Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
Will the Jags change it up a little bit? The Jags had their worst pass rush grade of their season against the Chiefs. And I don't know, do they just trust Trayvon Walker, Josh Allen, Arden Key, to those guys to win some one-on-ones against a very good Chiefs offensive line?
But I think it's tied to what we were talking about before of them trying to play coverage and not blitzing and showing the too high stuff. And basically that means you're relying on those front four guys to get pressure. But I think you're almost in a world where you're saying, we're probably not getting pressure either way. The more important thing is to flood coverages and just make him do it the hard way. Like, he'll probably do it, but I think it still is the right solution or the best thing you can do against Patrick Mahomes. Like, if you don't have an obvious trump card on defense, like the, you know, Dallas's pass rush or some elite coverage on the back end, like if you don't have something where you can rely on them just winning, and you have to say, what is the game plan that should happen against Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes? It probably is to just make them earn it the longest route possible, like make them take a series of plays, and every time they score, make it cost 10, 15 plays. And okay, if they're going to do that, fine, but at least you're making them earn it, right? If you blitz them just to try and get pressure on Mahomes, he's going to carve it up anyway, and they're going to have the exact same result, only it's going to take them two plays.
And Mahomes did carve them up in the first game. It was one of his better games from a grading standpoint, 91.4 overall. It was better. It was a good statistical game, too, 26 of 35 for 331, four touchdowns, had a pick in there as well. But it was one of Mahomes' best games, and he spread the ball around. You know, the other thing that Mahomes did back in 2018 that I was most impressed with when he first started in the league, it wasn't the highlight reel plays. It was that he overall took what was there, right? And that was what was weird about last season is they didn't necessarily have those adjustments, right? The Chiefs offense has set such a high standard that when they hit this midseason lull, it was like, uh-oh, what's going on? Why are they not dominating? And it was because Mahomes got impatient for a while.
Yeah.
But he's back to playing a patient game, and it is a different offense, right? It is Jerick McKinnon, who's got, what, 8 receiving touchdowns in the last 7 or 8 games. It's Kadarius Toney a couple times a game. It is their speed and quicks, along with Travis Kelce, working the underneath stuff that is the foundation of this offense, right? And then, oh, by the way, if you get too lazy there, then we'll go over the top. But it's different from Tyreek Hill's going to stretch the field. Kelsey's going to work the short and intermediate. We're going to play this, you know, three-man game, basically. Mahomes is spreading the ball around, taking what's there, and it's been really difficult for teams to stop because it's not about stopping one person anymore,
yeah,
right? It's about stopping the entire offense. And Mahomes has just run it beautifully this year.
But I think the fact that at least that somewhere in the past there is evidence that Mahomes can get impatient and frustrated if you make him take the long route to scoring means that's your best starting point. Like, it might not work. It's entirely possible that the best quarterback in the NFL playing the best football of his career in the best offense in the NFL is going to hammer you no matter what you do. But I think it's at least the correct process and the correct starting point to work from, and then just hope you catch, you know, a few breaks here and there.
So if the Jags stick with their four-man rush, I think they need special games from their athletes. They've got really good athletes up front, and Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker and the guys we've mentioned, and those guys need to win. And I think when the Jags' defenses look good, you generally point back at that front and say, well, they played a really good game. They played a very, very good game. The Jags linebackers, a little hit or miss this year, right? I know Foye Olakun gets a ton of credit for making a ton of tackles and very, say, Devin White-ish in that he makes tackles, he makes splash plays, he kind of shows up on in a lot of games, but there's some ugly games in there too. He graded much better this year than he did last year. He was a good player overall for the Jags, but I think there's a lot of pressure on their linebackers. Maybe more than ever, right, as far as when you're playing the Chiefs. It's on those guys to play the run. They're going to run the ball a little bit, but also stop the underneath stuff.
The NFL playoff action continues. We're one step closer to Super Bowl 57, and for the NFL divisional round, check out DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at an even bigger payout with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Boost your NFL winnings with each leg you add, up to 100%. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code PFF. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL divisional round and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
And he's also the guy that gets everybody lined up in that defense. Like, outside of him, you know, they've got rookie Devin Lloyd. He's splitting time with Chad Muma, fellow rookie. You can kind of see Olukun directing the traffic. Like, he's making sure everybody's in the right gap. He's making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be, that they've got their assignments down almost before every single snap. So the dude is, like, on the one hand, trying to figure out what he's doing and making his own plays. And on the other hand, is sort of like a schoolmaster looking around, making sure all the young guys know what the hell they're doing on a given play. The other thing that this defense needs to do is, like, all season long, teams have forced Kansas City into third and long and then haven't stopped them. Like, third and 19, whatever. Kelsey to, or Mahomes to Kelsey, first down. Like, it's absurd. They are picking up third and longs at 45%.
It's insane.
Right, and that's so seven and more, right? But they're, like, that's nuts. That level, that percentage of converting on third and long is madness. That's supposed to be a difficult situation. Like, that's your advantageous spot for a defense. We've got them in third and long. We get to pin our ears back. We know the ball's going to come out pretty quickly. And they have to try and pick up a huge amount of yardage. So we're golden. Like, this is the perfect spot. And the Chiefs are just like, nah, whatever. It's just a normal play.
Well, the Chiefs pick them up. What makes them so difficult in third and long is they pick up those first downs in different ways, right? Yeah. It's Mahomes from the pocket where guys are getting open or schemed open. It's Mahomes outside the pocket if you let him break free, either running or passing, right? He can do it multiple ways. He converted, what, that third and 17 or 18 or whatever it was against Tennessee. So that's the other thing. If the Jags are going to rush four, Sam, do you want to win reps here and there? Like, do you want to just have, I don't know what the balance is, right? Do you mush rush and say, don't get too far upfield, retrace your steps, don't let Mahomes break the pocket? Or do you say, we need splash plays. Every now and again, we need that 2 second win where we pick up a sack, strip sack or something like that. It's so tough when you rely on that four man rush. I think to coach your rushers to perform the right way against Mahomes.
I don't think you need the 2 second win, but I think that's where you need your athletes to show up. Like, Jacksonville's defense, their pass rushers, they're not great, but because they've all been drafted high, they're almost all spectacular athletes. Like, when you look at Trayvon Walker, the other Josh Allen, Arden Key, like, these guys are special movement, speed, explosive type of players. They don't necessarily need to win in 2 seconds, but when Mahomes starts to break the pocket and starts to go somewhere, they need to be able to mirror and chase him down and make sure that he's not able to just escape and buy 3 more seconds for Kelsey to get open some weird way and then fire the ball in there. Cincinnati did a really good job of this when they played Kansas City, and they had, like, Trey Hendrickson and Sam Hubbard, who are two pretty good athletes themselves. Like, Jacksonville can match those guys for athlete for athlete. They're not as good a player, but the great work that those two guys were doing was when Mahomes started to bail. Like, they were able to stay under control, shadow him outside of the pocket and chase him down and force him to go somewhere with the ball quickly, as opposed to getting out of control, trying to win initially, and then just being taken out of the play. So, you know, guys like Trayvon Walker, it's like, look, you're not really getting a ton of pressure anyway, so concentrate less on that. Yeah. Concentrate more on making sure you're there when he starts to bail, and then use your athletic ability.
It feels like a lifetime ago, but the last time we saw the Chiefs was the ring around the Rosie huddle play against the Raiders. And on top of all this, right, Mahomes is special, and they've got, I think it's a good group of playmakers, you know, the way they deploy them. Travis Kelce, of course, being the star there. A good offensive line. And then, oh, by the way, the creativity, right? There's just so much to defend. Timely, because our friend Josh Norris just posted a video of all the different ways Kadarius Toney was deployed in the Jacksonville matchup last time. And we're talking orbit motion, jet motion, leaking out into the flat, and all these different things. And every time you give Andy Reid, you know, the extra week, I think I haven't checked up on his recent bye record and all that stuff, but that was legendary for a while. Mm-hmm. Whether he's great coming off that or not, we've seen the Chiefs rusty coming out of byes. I'm less worried about that, but there's so much for the Jags to prepare for, right? And it looks like their defense has to just play a really clean game to win. And then who knows what the Chiefs do in the red zone, right? Like, what are they going to break out in the red zone right now? There's always some level of creativity there. Maybe they have a constraint play for the merry-go-round. You need a play off of that. We've only seen a speed option throwback screen coming off of that.
Mm.
What if they just want to run mesh coming off of that? You know, you could run anything.
You could.
But right now, they have a strong tendency for every time you see the merry-go-round huddle,
yeah,
you're going to see speed option throwback screen.
100%.
So you're
going to
be like, alert, alert, speed option throwback screen. And then they're going to be like, nope, we're just running speed option here. So you don't know what the answer is going to be here with the Chiefs.
Yeah, 100% so far is a strong tendency.
Yeah, thank you.